Mishnah Yom is for Monday, the 22nd day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Zayin. Our Mishnah is going to tell us here that there are many halachas where in the Torah it says Shoyer, a chamoyer, an ox or a donkey, and it actually means all types of animals. And not just domestic, but also undomesticated wild animals, and also birds. Echad shoyer ve'echad kol behema, whether it's an ox or whether it's any other animal, the same law will apply l'nefilas haboyer, if it falls into someone's pit, someone dug. The Torah says, nafal shel shama shor chamor, if an ox or a donkey fell there, but it actually means any animal. And this we learn because it says, kesef yoshiv liba'olav, he shall return money to its owner, anything that has an owner. Ulahafroshas harsinai. Another time where the Torah uses the word and mentions behema. It just says behema emish. It says any man or any animal that approaches the mountain on harsinai, when the time of Matan Torah, when they were not allowed to, lo yichya, it says will not live. Very stern warning. Now, even though it only says the word behema, which means literally domesticated animal, it applies to chaya, undomesticated, and also birds. Ula tashlumi kefil, and when it comes to paying double for someone, if someone stole something from someone else, it says there that if the stolen goods were found in his hand, he was the robber, and it mentions shoyer oichamoyer atzeh, whether it's an ox or a donkey or one of the flock, he shall pay double, shnayim mishalim. Or another pasuk, it says, Al kol dvar pesha, and any matter of a criminal nature, shor chamor aseh. Again, it says ox, donkey, and flock. Then it says the person has to come and he has to make a shvur, make an oath. Now, even though it mentions only ox, donkey, and flock, it applies to all animals, domestic or non-domestic. It applies to birds as well. And this is because of the inclusion of the word by the words Al kol dvar pesha, on any matter of criminality. Any matter means any bird, any animal. Also, when it comes to returning a lost article, when the Torah talks about seeing an ox of your enemy or his donkey wandering astray, then you have to return it to him. So it means not just an ox or a donkey, but it means any lost article of your friend. Indeed, it says elsewhere, l'chol aveda sechicha, anything that your brother has lost. Another halacha, l'frika, as far as unloading an animal. When you see the donkey of your animal crouched under its burden, and should you think, oh, I'm not going to help him, no, you must help him, ozav tazima, you must help him. And even though there it only mentions chamor, donkey, it applies to all animals of your enemy or your friend that's crouched under its burden. And this is because we have a Gzeres Shavah-like expression from the din of Shabbos. By Shabbos it says all the animals have to rest, and it mentions Shorcha and Chamorcha v'chol behemtecha. So just like by Shabbos, it's not just the ox and donkey that have to rest, but all your animals, so too when it comes to the mitzvah of perika, of unloading, you have to do it to any animal. Lachasima, when it comes to muzzling, the prohibition of muzzling an animal while it's doing its work is mentioned with regard to an ox only. It only mentions the ox. Lotachsom shor bedishoy. But once again, we use the Gezeres Shavah, the likeness of expression from the law of Shabbos, to tell us that it's not just the ox, but any animal, wild animal or bird, would be included. If they're doing work, you're not allowed to muzzle them, stop them eating. Lakilayim, the prohibition of working with different varieties of animals. You're not allowed to kilaim. There's also prohibition of, you're not allowed to mate two animals together. Well, that applies to not just to domestic animals. It applies to chaya, to wild animals. It applies to ofen, birds as well. What's interesting is that when it talks about loy sacharish b'shor v'chamor yachdav, you shall not plough with an ox and a donkey together, does the Torah prohibit only that nature, that type of mixture? Because that type of mixture is an ox, which is a domestic animal, and a kosher animal, and a chamor is a non-kosher animal, is a tomei. So does the Torah mean that that type of variety you cannot plow with? So I cannot plow with an ox and a donkey together, but let's say it would be a horse and a donkey. We are both not kosher. Maybe that would not be a problem. Or does it apply to all animals different, whether that one is kosher, whether the one is not? Now, this is a machlokes rishonim, and the Rambam paskens la'alocha that the Torah is limiting, that this prohibition is limited to when one plows with a kosher and a non-kosher animal. Then it applies. But it would not apply to two different kosher animals or two different non-kosher animals. That's how the Rambam learns. Chacham, of course, prohibited it, even if it's both tomei or both non-kosher, both kosher animals. But you have another Rishon, Rabbeinu Asher, the Rosh, who paskens, no, who says that any two varieties are forbidden in the Torah. Whether they are both kosher, both non-kosher, one non-kosher, the Torah just gives an example, Shevach Amar Yachtov. But the, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, it doesn't apply. Does not apply just to an ox and donkey. According to all opinions, even the Rambam, it applies to other varieties as well, other types of animals. V'lo Shabbos, and also as far as Shabbos. Now, when the Torah talks about resting, letting your animals rest on Shabbos, not working your animals, it says behemtecha, your animal, and then another place it says, you should not do any work, you, your son, your daughter, v'shorcha v'chamorcha, your ox and your donkey, v'chol behemtecha, and all your animals. And that's where we know that it applies to all animals. In fact, as we said earlier on in the Mishnah, we use the law of Shabbos to advise that in other places where it only says shor, it means other animals as well. V'chen chaya v'ofer k'yotzeben, and so that applies also to wild animals and birds as well, as we explained in each case in our Mishnah. Similarly on Shabbos, the fact that it says kol behemtecha. Im Kain asks the Mishnah, if that is the case, it applies not just to an ox or a donkey, lama namar sharchmar. Why does it only single out ox and a donkey so many times? Ela bat shedibur hakosav behover, answers the Mishnah, because the Torah uses and talks about the norm. In the norm, it would be a shor and a chamor that would be used for working. In the normal situation, they're walking along the road or walking along and falling into a pit, it would be an ox and a donkey that would be most common. Says, next Mishnah is from Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek of Avakama, Mishnah Aleph. Here we're going to learn about laws of Nizke Shen Viregel, the damages caused by eating the produce of someone else or trampling over the produce of someone else, Shen and Regel. Now remember that in these two forms of damage, there is no Tam and Muad distinction. An animal is a Muad right from the start because these are natural things for an animal to do. To walk in long and trample other trample produce, to eat produce as it walks along or to eat produce. These are natural to an animal. They're not aggressive behavior of any nature, and the owner is considered already warned right from the start, moored from the beginning. Hakonis Sen Ladir, person who brought his flock into the pen. Vinalba for now, and he locked the door, Karoi, appropriately. Appropriately means it's able to withstand a normal wind. But somehow the sheep got out and caused damage by grazing in someone else's field or trampling over someone else's produce. Potter, the owner of the flock, is exempt. And that's even though it's what we call a shmira pechusa, even though it's a lower grade of protection. The door was only able to withstand a normal wind, not a gale. Nevertheless, The owner is exempt. Now, why is that? Because we're talking here about damage of Shen V'Regel. Now, damages of Shen V'Regel, eating and trampling, is a muad mitchilosa, is a muad right from the start. And earlier on in this Masechta, we learned that to protect an animal that's a muad, Even a shmira pechusa, even a lower grade of protection, will suffice to make the owners exempt. And that's because to be chayiv, a person would have to be really negligent. V'lo yishmerenu ba'olav, as the Torah says, by a muad. And the owner did not show any protection or any security, then he'd be chayiv. Well, here, a minimum amount of protection was done. It was what we call kara'oi, it was sufficient. Under normal circumstances, he's potter. Loi noal b'fanei karoi, continues the Mishnah. But what happens if the owner of the flock did not close the door appropriately? He put a door there which was not able to withstand even a normal wind. And the animal got out, the sheep got out and caused damage by eating someone's produce or trampling over it. Chayev. The owner of that flock is chayev to pay for the full damages. Nezek sholem for a mu'ud. That's called negligence. Nifritzo balayla. Now, what happens if he locked the door in front of the sheep, in front of the flock, and it was appropriate, but the door broke, and it happened in the nighttime? Why does it say it happened in the nighttime? What's the significance of that? Because if it would have happened in the daytime, and there would be enough time for him to know about it and to fix it, and he didn't, he'd be chayv. That would be called negligence. So it happened in the night time. He didn't even know it happened. The sheep got out and caused damage. Oy sheprotzuha listim, or robbers broke the door down. The yotz of Izikon, as a result of that, the sheep got out and caused damage. Potter, the owner will be potter. Once again, it's because the owner had done the right thing. He had done a minimum level of protection. He didn't know about it. It happened at night time, as we said before. And by the time he got to it, the sheep had caused the damage. He's potter. He's free. But, says the Mishnah, concludes the Mishnah, hoitzi'u alistim. What happens if robbers took it out? And they took the flock out. And the flock now caused damage. Halistim chayavim. The robbers are obliged are liable to pay. If we can find them, let's say, and we know who they are, they'd be chayav to pay. And why is that? That's because the robbers have become, inverted commas, the owners of the flock to become liable for damages. They basically are koine it. Now, the Gemara explains that even if they didn't physically handle the flock and take the flock out, even if they just stood in front of the flock until it came out, that would be considered as if they've taken it out by hand and they'd be chayav for the damages. And this is in contrast to the earlier case in our Mishnah where we said if the listim just broke the door down but they didn't stand around or show any influence of the animals coming out, they just ran, they, even though as a result of the door being broken by the robbers, the flock got out and caused damage, they would not be held guilty. They would not be held liable. Why? Because that would be called groma. Yes, they caused it, but it's not direct enough to say that they weren't coined the sheep. They only caused, as a result of their breaking the door down, that the sheep got out. That's not enough to make the robbers chayev.